Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
KNKX connects to Port Angeles and the Northern Olympic Peninsula. That's what we're up to this week, and we thought it'd be a good time to check in with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley. Port Angeles is a gateway to Victoria, BC, and Vancouver Island. It's a part of the Northwest that Brumley loves visiting. He tells 88.5's Ed Ronco all about it on Going Places.
I'm in Port Angeles. I want to explore BC, and this is a pretty good place to do that.
Oh, yeah. Port Angeles is a great place, a great jumping off point for so many destinations. I mean, the great Olympic Mountains that are world-renowned, the coast, which is phenomenal and rugged. And then, of course, it's just a short ferry ride away to beautiful Vancouver Island.
How do I get there?
Well, there's a lot of ways, but you're in Port Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're in one of the best places on the planet to get to the island of Vancouver. Catch the Black Ball Ferry. It's a wonderful experience. It's kind of an old, funky ferry. You know, it's not like a super slick space-age ferry. It's like the old-school ferry, and that's one of the reasons why I love it. It feels like, you know, that it's got some real history.
Vancouver Island is a pretty big place.
Yeah, you know what? Vancouver Island, many people don't know this, but Vancouver Island is the largest island on the west coast of the Americas.
Not just North America,
all the way down to Patagonia. It is a massive island. It's 300 miles long by about 62 miles wide. So if you're driving, I would say allow some time to explore the island. I mean, you'll need about 5 nights to 7 nights up there at least to get to know the island.
And you've spent a lot of time doing just that, getting to know Vancouver Island. What are some of your favorite places?
Well, you know, my first job guiding tours 30 years ago was to Vancouver Island. And then since then, I've fallen in love with it. And we've brought our kids up there on family vacations a lot of times over the years. Recently, we've been heading to Salt Spring Island, and that's a beautiful little island. Lots of places to stay, lots of Airbnbs, great little towns, great biking.
Do you have to be a pretty active person to enjoy Vancouver Island, or are there
things?
No,
I mean, you can have a high tea at the Empress Hotel and kick back or drink some beers along the waterfront. I've done that plenty of times and never really exerted too much energy. I mean, there's so much going on there, and that waterfront is to die for. If you're just planning on going to Victoria, there's that world-class museum that is the Museum of British Columbia that has a tremendous amount of art and history dedicated to the indigenous tribes of the coastal region. There's also the world-famous gardens, the Bushart Gardens. So there's a lot to do in Victoria, but if you have more time, then head north, continue on to Salt Spring, or maybe head up further north up the coast to Campbell River, which is way up there. It's like a six-hour drive. And once you get to Campbell River, there's another ferry that brings you to an island, which is one of my favorites. And my kids and I used to go there quite often in the summer, called Quadra Island. And that's total old school. I mean, gravel roads, little tiny towns, nice little pubs, you know, mostly locals. It's got a really cool vibe up there.
Can we talk about money? How much do I have to spend in order to enjoy myself on Vancouver Island?
Well, I mean, probably the best way to go if you want to conserve some funds is Airbnb. Hotels can be a little pricey, like mm-hmm. 150 to 350 Canadian. Mm-hmm. Now, don't forget, you're going to save a good chunk on the exchange rate. The dollar, U.S. dollar, is strong right now mm-hmm. against the Canadian dollar. So Airbnb it. There's also plenty of camping on the Vancouver Island, tremendous camping. Book your campground spot or book your hotels, because just like the Washington coast and the Oregon coast, Vancouver Island, you know, heats up in the summer and people want to be there. So it means that everything gets kind of booked out.
All right. That sounds like fun.
You know, where do you want to be on this planet in the summer? You want to be in the great Northwest and British Columbia. It doesn't get better than that.
All right, Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.